Thanks for downloading an episode of the Yarra Elders Precious Memories Project. This project was produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne, Australia, with financial support from the City of Yarra. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, and we need your financial support to keep going. Go to 3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are warned that this podcast may contain names, voices and images of deceased persons. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
The city lights are driving me crazy as I walk the lonely streets of old Fitzroy. How I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet.
My name is Gary John McGuinness, better known in the Aboriginal community as Giller. I'm going to tell my story about how I got involved in radio and how radio was formed in the Melbourne Aboriginal community.
How I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo droning in the night, where the cropperies are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city lights.
Back in 1976, I was a student along with 30 other Aboriginal people from all over Australia, where we was doing a course called Community Organisations Course. Uncle Bruce McGuinness was a lecturer there, Gary Foley, and a fellow named John Morrison. In this course at Swinburne, we was taught how to handle the political field within the Aboriginal community and the wider community, how to organise demonstrations, and a lot of stuff that entailed getting things for our people, the Aboriginal people of Victoria. We didn't have anything back then, back in 1976. In fact, I was born in 1959, here in Fitzroy. When I say we didn't have anything, we didn't have houses. We didn't have any medical. Education was very poor. The prison system, a lot of our people, especially our men, were put in prisons. Then we had elders with visions, and one of them people was Auntie Edna Brown. A lot of our people were passing away and dying as paupers in their own country. So she seen a need to get the Aboriginal funeral service going, the Aboriginal health service, along with other Aboriginal leaders in the community, such as Bruce McGuinness, Auntie Alma Thorpe, Dr. Bill Roberts. They formed the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service.
Now Gertrude Street, it makes me feel so lonely, for the gum trees and the taste of porcupine. I see my brothers and my sisters here in Fitzroy, torn apart by government ways and city life.
Out of that come a number of courses for young Aboriginal people. They were in such courses as health, legal, and radio. Back then we started doing 15 minutes with an ethnic radio station called 3ZZ in Hardware Lane in the city. After a couple of months of doing 3ZZ, 3CR started to form a community radio station. And at the time they were situated over at Armidale. It wasn't long after that. In fact, on the 4th of July, 1976, we broadcast our first 30-minute radio show on Community Radio 3CR. It ran from 10:30 a.m. to 11 o'clock on a Friday morning. We used to pre-record these shows, maybe why we sounded like professionals first up. We pre-recorded our shows at Swinburne College of Technology for a half an hour show on 3CR. After many shows on 3CR down at the Cromwell Street building, we started to get involved in Music in the Dark, six-hour radio shows. During these six-hour radio shows, we educated other Aboriginal people from here in Victoria and around Australia. Wasn't long after 3CR started up and the Koori shows were on there, that Redfern started to get something going. Then Alice Springs. And then before you knew it, we had radio stations all around the country. Aboriginal controlled and Aboriginal run. When I say 30 of us started the radio here at Community Radio 3CR, there were people from here in Victoria and Darwin, and I think a couple from Queensland. After many years on 3CR, started to get other broadcasters involved and started doing shows with Ronnie Briggs, Lakes, also some of the students from Koori College, Kelly Mack, Bradley Brown, Skull Rose, just to name a few. It wasn't long after I started doing radio, my son Johnny Mack was born in 1980. And there was times where I'd come in and do radio and I'd make a bed for Johnny Mack in the studio in the corner part there. Back then, being a single father, me and Johnny used to do everything together, whether it was coming in and doing all-night radio shows and he'd be asleep in the corner, or whether it was doing shows throughout the day. As years went on, Johnny became my co-host on the radio. We'd done a lot of things together. We travelled, we'd done a lot of things father and sons do, and we'd done a lot of good things that good mates do. Some of the stuff that we cater for on radio is who's having a birthday, where the next do is happening, where the next culture event, who's bringing out a new Koori song, or who's just passed away. We cover the land rights issues, the political issues, the homeless, the health issues. We cover any issues that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are affected by. We're the voice of the people, and we have been for a long, long time.
How I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo droning in the night, where the crobberies are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city lights. Yes, the city lights are driving me crazy as I walk the lonely streets of old Fitzroy. I know that someday I'll be called back to the dream time, where the white man's ways won't bother me no more.
You've been listening to an episode of the Yarra Elders Precious Memories Project, produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne, Australia. For more information and to listen to other episodes in this series, go to 3cr.org.au/YarraElders.